What inspired me to be a pop singer? That's a good question. So I grew up in a family that was very musical on my mother's side and my father's side. On my mom's side, whenever we got together for family dinner, or I used to be babysat by my grandparents a lot when I was a kid. And my grandpa was always playing the fiddle, and if my grandma was even just peeling potatoes for dinner, she'd be singing. If my mom was mopping the floor, she'd be singing a song. And so there was always kind of music in the air, and as a result, I picked it up too, because I just thought it was normal that you mop the floor and you sang, or you're cooking dinner and singing a song. And on my dad's side of the family, we were always doing stalo ceremonies. And every time before we ate a meal when we were together in a big family, we'd sing a dinner song before we ate. So seriously, singing was just everywhere, and so it became natural for me to sing, and I loved to sing. I was that girl, jumping on my bed, singing into the hairbrush to my radio. And I had to put my radio just so on the shelf so that it would get a signal. And I might be dating myself, but I used to listen to Z95.3. And I really liked musical groups like SWV, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, people who sang songbirds. And so I thought, one day I want to be on the radio. And I love to sing and dance. So I joined band. I joined choir. I joined any kind of musical thing I could, because I love to express myself through music. And so that's why I pursued a career in pop music. Yes?
Do either of your kids sing or play instruments?
Good question. So my kids are victims of constant singing in my house, too. I have a son who will be 5 in February, and my daughter just turned 1. She's actually 15 months, so she's a crazy toddler. Not talking yet, but babbling and googly-gawk. Does anybody have any younger brothers and sisters? So you kind of have an idea of what that's like when they're like, blah, 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 blah. But she likes to sing, because we've been watching The Little Mermaid lately, which is my favorite Disney musical. And that movie inspired me as well to sing. For those of you who haven't seen The Little Mermaid, you should. It's cool. For guys and gals. I like the Le Poisson song. So they like to sing because I sing at the house. So, for example, I might break into music when I'm cooking dinner, too, like my mom did, and sing, le poisson, hee, 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 ho, ho, ho. Because, like, you guys are learning language arts. Young children need language arts as well, and it can be fun. It doesn't have to be boring. So that's my way of teaching my kids language arts. And they like to copy, too. So, yes, they do sing for fun. Yes?
Hi, Isaac.
Good question. I've sang at lots of weddings, and I've also sang at a lot of funerals. So I get asked quite a bit to sing at different kinds of family events. I actually just sang at my cousin's wedding, and I sang When I Fall in Love.
Was that in Hope?
Yes, it was.
I was there.
Were you? You asked me a trick question. So you were there at the wedding. That's awesome. Thank you. Yes.
My name is Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Do you ever get nervous when you're performing?
Do I ever get nervous when I'm performing? That's a really good question. Actually, I get very nervous. Even when I speak in front of a group, I get really nervous. But I enjoy chatting, and I enjoy visiting with people, and I remind myself that you guys are just people, too. And that people are interested to, we like to hear from one another. We like new information and new experiences. So I try to just talk myself down and become calm and do what I need to do. I remember the most nervous I was when I performed on live television for a show called the Aboriginal People's Choice Music Awards. And I performed on that show 3 times. It was the second time that I performed that I was the most nervous. I was backwards towards the stage, and I was standing there waiting for the music to start, and I could very faintly hear the music starting, and I was supposed to start dancing, and I couldn't quite tell if I was supposed to start or not, and I thought, I'm so scared I'm going to run off the stage. But I thought, no! A big voice in my head said, no, you have a job to do. You didn't fly all the way to Winnipeg to run away. You have a job to do, and you're going to do it right. So the voice of reason spoke to me, And I did a wonderful performance by encouraging myself with positive words on the inside. So I use positive encouragement to myself. It's called, is that called an inner monologue?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Inner monologue, yes. Good question. You way in the back. How long have I been singing for? So probably my whole life. I've probably been singing my whole life. Because like my daughter, my mom used to sing to me, and I kind of sang along wherever. But I've been singing professionally since about, 2006. So 13, yes. Thank you for doing the arithmetic. Around there, yes. And you had a question.
My name is Joel, and what kind of music do you sing?
What kind of music do I sing? So when I first started out, I enjoyed singing jazz music. In a choir, there was two kinds of choirs offered in my school. There was a regular choir that kind of sang show tunes and whatever else, but there was also a different choir where you could audition, and they sang jazz tunes. And I thought, I love jazz. It's so funky and hip. So I auditioned, and I managed to get one of the spots. And we sang old ballads, kind of jazzy tunes that you guys may never have heard on the radio, like Blue Sky, Smiling at Me, Nothing But Blue Skies, Do I See, Ba Ba Bow, kind of fun stuff like that. And so that was the original music I loved singing, because it was full of life. But I also liked listening to pop music, so I really enjoy singing pop music too. I also enjoy singing traditional Stalo music and powwow music. So I like all kinds of music, really. Yes?
Hi, my name is Amber, and what is your big goal?
What is my big, hairy, audacious goal? That's a great question, because my husband's taking his MBA right now, Master's in Business Administration, which is a degree you can get from a university, and one of the projects that he has to do is figure out what his big, hairy, audacious goal, am I saying that right? Hairy, audacious goal. And I said, what does that mean? What on earth does that mean? He said, it's the big goal. It's the pie in the sky. That big goal that you want to set for yourself and work towards. And he asked me that question, what is your big goal? And I said, I guess I haven't thought about that in a long, long time. And I remember back when I started doing music, my big dream was to get my music on the radio, to be heard across Canada, get mainstream radio play. So you know when you guys turn on the radio and you hear people like Avril Lavigne, or you might hear Pink, or you might hear Rihanna. I wanted them to be like, and up next, Dancing on the Run by Inez Jasper. No matter what they say. And that was going to happen. That's my big hairy audacious goal, is to be on the radio. Because how many native people do you hear singing music on the radio? Not very many, so we need to get out there. Right, guys? Let's make it happen. Or even just someone from Chilliwack, right? Thank you, good question. Yes?
When you're like singing on the radio, what station is it on?
When I sing on the radio, what station is it on? So I am on a few radio stations, but not across Canada. There's one station in Winnipeg that plays in the main city of Winnipeg, and it's called The Streets. The Streets with a Z at the end. So I get a lot of radio play on that station. And there's another radio station in all of Manitoba that's called NCIFM, Native Communications. So if you guys ever tune into those radio stations, you can go on the internet, with your parents' permission, of course, and look up NCI or The Streets FM. And you might just hear my song rocking. You're welcome.
So, Inez, is I understanding that you're also a registered nurse?
I am.
And so, how did, first of all, like, why nursing, and then how from nursing to what is bound to be pop stardom? Like, how does that happen?
That's a good question, because it seems like such a pendulum cool. Swing opposite kind of thing going on, right? So when I had been in high school and the career counselor was asking us, you know, what's your strengths, what's your weaknesses, and based on your strengths, what kind of career would be good for you, and everything that kept popping up in my tests were about helping, because I'm a helper sort of person. You know, if someone's hurt, I run to them, and I want to practice my first aid. So I thought, well, you know what, maybe I'll be a nurse. And so when I had moved to university, like I told you, I studied nursing. And I worked at the hospital in downtown Vancouver for a while. But when I was down there, I had a lot of trouble moving away from my family. Because when I moved all the way to Vancouver, I was far away from my community, from my family. I have literally millions of cousins out here. So I'd lost what you call your social support network, the people around you that support you. Whether it's your mom and dad, your foster mom and dad, your brothers and sisters. You know, I felt like I didn't have anybody around me. So I needed to do something healthy to keep myself straight, keep working on school, keep myself focused. And what I did is I started writing a journal, or a free write. I don't know, have you guys done a free write before? So I started doing free writing to express my emotions in a healthy way. And I started writing poetry to express how I was feeling. Some days I was really sad, I was missing my family. Some days I was really happy. Some days I was really excited about studying nursing. And that free writing turned into songwriting. And I had an opportunity to go downtown and record some of my music at a program called Kaya. And I recorded an album, and lots of people wanted to hear more about it. I started getting hired to sing and perform everywhere at all of these different events, a lot of them First Nations events. I submitted it to the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards, and they called me up and said, we'd like to fly you out here and perform on live television. And I did my little happy dance, and I said, yes, of course, I would love to do that for you. And very lucky to have won 4 Aboriginal People's Choice Music Awards. So writing and performing music came out of a need to take care of myself, to express my emotions in a positive way. And I encourage each and every one of you to journal write or free write. It's a good way to express your emotions. I do it when I'm angry or when I'm happy or when I'm sad. Still, it's an important skill to learn.
Well, any more questions for Inez, please? We wrote a bunch down. This is the time to be shy.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. So I have 2 older brothers, and they have a different mother than me. So technically they're half brothers and sisters, but we were raised in a way that there's no half, you're either brother or sister or not, so they're my brothers. I also have another brother from my mother, and I have a younger brother named Nick, and we both share the same mom and dad. But when everybody knows what a cousin is, right? I have many, many, many cousins, hundreds. And when in our culture, when we're raised, you're taught that your cousins are your brothers and sisters too. So if you ever talk to a Stella person and they say, oh, this is my brother or my sister, they say, is it your blood brother and sister or are they your cousin? You might want to just clarify that. So yes, I have many, many, many brothers and sisters.
If anyone's got a question that they're a little shy to read out, you want me to read it for you, then I can also do that.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from this side of the room? This side of the room seems to be quiet, including you guys here.
Yeah. They're usually so talkative. It's, next talk.
Great.
What was it like being a pop star?
What is it like to be a pop star? It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. So I spend a lot of time traveling. So sometimes, for example, I get hired to travel across Canada, and I get hired to travel to a small community, and I may be only speaking to a room this tiny of people. And so, for example, they hired me to come and speak about health careers, encouraging young people in the community to finish their schooling to graduate, and to consider going to university to study, say, nursing, or to become a pharmacist, or to become a doctor. Because it's very important for everyone to choose some kind of career and work. And so to travel out there, I had to take 3 plane rides there and 3 plane rides back. And so I was very, 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 very exhausted after traveling. And the other thing is that because it's so much traveling, I can't take my family with me because, of course, I'd have to buy more plane tickets. And so sometimes I travel with my baby. But sometimes the traveling is too much, so I leave my baby at home. So I'm alone on the road quite a bit, and it can be lonely because I spend overnights in hotels. And some people think, oh, you have such a glamorous life. You get to fly on airplanes, and you stay in hotels. But you know what? When you're eating dinner by yourself in a town where you don't really know anybody, it's kind of lonely. But the funnest part about traveling, so that's the downside, but the fun part is meeting new people. Because the part, like I was saying, different is good. I enjoy meeting different people because everybody has a different story. Everyone in here is unique. You're not the same as anybody else in this world. So it's fun to meet different people. Yes?
If you could sing a song with anybody, who would it be?
Wow. You know, most people would say probably somebody famous, but I would love to sing a song with my Uncle Speedy. And I'll tell you a very quick story about my Uncle Speedy. My Uncle Speedy was my grandmother's brother. And he had one sort of dead arm. And have you guys, was it this class that heard my Uncle Stephen speak? Stephen Point?
Yes. Yes. He came to tell a living in the library.
About his pet chicken, right?
Yes.
Do you guys remember that story?
It would have been a class. I think they've heard it, but it was a class from a couple of years ago.
So if you have a chance, go online and listen to my Uncle Stephen's story about his pet chicken. So in that same house lived my Uncle Speedy. He lived with them sometimes too. And he had one dead arm. And just for some reason it wasn't working. But he managed to play the guitar with the other hand. And I don't know how, but he strummed with his not-so-good arm. And he was one of the first natives in this area to sing live on the radio. And he sang kind of old country and folk kind of songs, real good soul music. And my grandmother raved about his beautiful singing and his beautiful guitar playing. And so, you know, when I think about my hairy audacious goal about being on the radio, I think about my Uncle Speedy and how amazing it would have been for him back in his time when a lot of natives weren't allowed in certain restaurants. A lot of natives were not allowed to sit in the theater together with non-native people. It was a different time back then, but they let him sing on the radio. And so he made a difference during his lifetime. So I would love to have sang a song with him. That would be amazing. Yes?
Have you ever performed
outside of Canada? Outside of Canada? I have. So on a few occasions, I've been hired outside of Canada in the U.S. I flew to a community called Wind River, and it ain't called Wind River for nothing. So I do video blogs. Does anyone know what a vlog is, a video blog? It's like you're talking to the camera. So I tried to do a vlog in Wind River, but my hair was doing this, and you couldn't see my face, and you couldn't hear me because the wind was blowing so hard. So it was a reservation, as they call them down in the States, called Wind River. And I was hired to go down and perform and speak and generally just hang out with their youth group. So I've gone down there 3 times. And just only a month or so ago, I traveled down to San Francisco for the Native American Motion Picture Awards. And I performed there at their awards show. And we also won the award for Best Music Video for Dancing on the Run, which you can look at on my website, InezJasper.com, if you haven't seen it. So I've done a bit of traveling, and I will be traveling down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, for the biggest powwow in the world, called Gathering of Nations, in April. It's a little bit of travel in the U.S. One day, hope to tour maybe in Europe or Australia.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Hello, my name is Susanna, and my question is, what is your most favorite place to perform at?
What is my most favorite place to perform at? You know what? My favorite place to perform at was at the Forks. And for anyone who doesn't know what the Forks is, it's a place in Winnipeg where two rivers meet. And it's a big park, and I performed there only once. But it was for an event called Aboriginal Day Live. So for those of you who don't know, there's a day celebrated every year called Aboriginal Day, June 21st. And in Winnipeg, they have amazing, huge events for Aboriginal Day, one of them being a live television show broadcast live from Winnipeg and some other major city in Canada. And I think that year it was in Saskatoon or something. And there were maybe 40,000 people in the crowd. And it was televised live nationally on Aboriginal People's Television Network. And that was my last performance out in Winnipeg, and I was maybe 7 or 8 months pregnant, and I performed on live television with my 4 dancers from Toronto. And it was amazing, because if you can imagine that many people, thousands and thousands of people in the crowd, there's a big gate in front to hold them all back because they're all going, ah! It was amazing to have that many people cheering for you and excited to hear you sing and dance and perform. So was I nervous, you're wondering? Yes, I was. But I had fun. It was lots of fun. Yes?
What's your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song to sing. You'll Never Know. It's a song on my new album called You'll Never Know. And if you have a chance, you can go on SoundCloud. If you don't have the album, you can listen to it for free on SoundCloud. And it's called You'll Never Know, because you never know what can happen when you take a chance. Remember, like, you asked me if I was scared or if I was nervous? If you don't take a chance on doing something when you're nervous, and you convince yourself to just try, you never know what can happen. Something really awesome might happen if you just tell yourself, come on, just do it, just do it. And so I love to sing that song because I want to encourage everybody to take a healthy risk and try something new, because you never know. Yes?
When you said your favorite song, like, your favorite song to sing was You'll Never Know, I thought you were going to tell us.
No. I had to think about that because some concerts I really like to sing Dancing on the Run. But that's only because everybody knows that song and everybody gets excited. And I thought, is that the best part of it? No, because I actually do like singing You'll Never Know because I feel like I'm sharing a really important message. And I'm being positive and encouraging because I feel like so many times so many people don't take a chance to do something fun or cool. And why not? Why not take a healthy chance? All kinds of cool things exist out there for us to do. And you know when you're doing a math problem and you get stuck and you get frustrated and you're like, oh, I'm so frustrated.
Well, that never happens in here, I guess.
Well, I know it happened to me a lot in algebra. And I get so frustrated, but you know what? I take a time out, do some breathing, refocus, go back into my textbook and say, God, I can do this. I know I can. So I do that. Sometimes I still couldn't do it. What am I going to do? I'm going to get this math problem, even if it kills me. I go talk to the teacher and figure out what I'm doing wrong, find a solution, and I wanted to conquer it. So if you just find a solution, ask a friend, talk to the teacher, do all these kinds of resources and take them in, you never know what can happen. You might just climb Mount Everest or conquer that math problem. You'd be like, I am the math wizard of the world. You never know. You never know. Yes.
A tiny comment. Mm-hmm. My background family is European, so I love that. And when you're flying places, do you take private jets or like normal planes?
That's a good question. So sometimes there are planes that are hired to fly me only because planes don't go to these places very often. I thought I was on a private jet once. And I'll tell you, it wasn't a very fun private jet because it was quite a bouncy ride. So I was flying to, where was I going to? The Paw, Manitoba, which is way in northern Manitoba. I was going to the Apaskiwak Cree Nation. They're the first nation in Canada to do economic development. If you don't know what that is, check it out. They have a little mall that was built in the 70s. It's pretty old now. But they were a very progressive, very cool community. And apparently not a lot of people fly up on the afternoon flight, so I was the only one flying up. I later found out that I was just the only one. All the seats were for sale, but nobody wanted to buy them. So yes, I thought I was on a private flight, but no.
No.
Yes?
When you, my name's Clark, and my question is, when you perform on stage, do you ever have, a crew with you?
Mm-hmm. I do. So I recently went on tour, and I think I stopped off at this school, if you guys can remember. Mm-hmm. So I had four dancers with me, and they were my crew. And so we had traveled to Vancouver, and we performed in the big stadium out there, the Pacific Coliseum. The Coliseum, yes, at the P&E, for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And that was awesome, because we rocked the house. Then we traveled all the way out here, and they stayed with me at my place here. And we traveled to, 15 schools, and all together we did 17 shows in 10 days. If I thought I knew what hard work was before that, I sure learned what hard work was after that tour, because I had to peel myself out of bed, no matter how exhausted I was, get up in front of a school and dance and sing my buns off, and I sure did, and it was lots of fun. But when you're rolling with the crew, everybody helps one another. So when one person's feeling sad or tired, you help to cheer them up, and vice versa. So that's the cool thing about hanging out with the crew, is that you support one another. You can be friends. And when someone's being negative or sad, you can be like, come on, you know, turn that frown upside down or try to make them laugh. You know, that's a cool thing about having friends. Yes?
Mm-hmm. What was it called again?
Chilliwack Landing Preschool.
Me, my sisters, and my little brother all went to it.
You did? Oh, cool.
My little brother's still in there. He calls it his faraway school.
His faraway school. Isn't it funny how people who are younger make up names for different places? Yeah, it's their perspective on the world. Cool.
Okay, any other question?
I saw a hand over here as well.
Yeah.
I've been to preschool.
Oh, you have? So we've gone to two of the same schools. Awesome. Being the same is different. Being the same is cool, but being different is cool, but we have two things in common. Rad. Yes, and the last question? Is this the last question?
I think so. I think we're kind of repeating a couple of kids. And...
Okay.
So where did you meet, your kind of crew?
Where did I meet my crew? Good question. So when I was traveling to... Where was I traveling to? I was traveling to Toronto because one of the things that if I was going to pursue a career in music, I needed to learn about music. Some places you can go to school, but in my career, there's a lot of conferences that you can attend. So I was lucky to attend a conference called Canadian Music Week. And when I was out there, the best thing you can do is connect with people and be brave and stick your hand out and introduce yourself and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, what's your name? And strike up a conversation with them. So that's what I was out there to do. It's called networking. So I traveled to Toronto, and one of my friends who I knew was filming a music video out there for his song, Take a Picture. And so I took a cab down there, and I just hung out on set. And I introduced myself to as many people as I could. They were trying to convince me to be in the music video, but I said, no way, because I was pregnant. But when I was out there, I met a guy named Lenny Len, and he was a choreographer on the set. He was basically inventing and styling all of the dance moves in the music video. That's what a choreographer does. And so after hanging out with him, we hit it off. We became great friends, decided to have dinner together and chat, and I ended up hiring him to be my choreographer. He then introduced me to all of his friends who he teaches dance and hip-hop dance to, and that's how I met all the dancers that traveled with me. So we figured out how to fly them out here and dance with me. They also danced with me in Winnipeg, and we'll be flying them down to Albuquerque, New Mexico as well. Yeah.
Okay, so once again, let's give Ayaz a round of applause. We're playing at UBAC when you're playing nationwide on the radio, and we'll see how that works then.
Sounds good. I'll have lots of other stories to tell as well.
One thing that sticks in my mind is we might not be rich money-wise, but we're rich in family and culture. And I think that really sticks with me. I'm expecting my own family soon, and that's something that I want to pass on to my family, that it's not about how much you make or what you have, but it's important to recognize what's around you. And so thank you for sharing that. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. And the other thing about that, too, is that sometimes we lose family, and that can be challenging and devastating. But the other thing I wanted to say is that you can be rich in family, but your family is also who you make them. Because sometimes we lose people like grandparents, or we might lose our parents, and it's good to connect with somebody who you trust in. Maybe you have an older cousin or somebody. Has anyone heard of big sisters or big brothers? Find a big sister or a big brother to connect with and make them your family. Family's who you make them, that you keep close. You help them, they help you, and you have a strong bond. And that's what can make you rich in your heart.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now,
thank you.
I don't know what you're